We have arrived at Easter Sunday, the greatest, the most joyful feast of the whole church year. Today is the day of the resurrection, the day of victory over sin and death, the day when hope defeated despair, when light defeated darkness, when life defeated death. Happy Easter, everyone. The special Hebrew word that the church reserves to express the exultant joy of this day is Alleluia, sometimes pronounced Hallelujah, same word, Alleluia, which is literally translated as praise the Lord. Here in the church, aside from singing Alleluia many times, the most important sign of the presence of the risen Lord is this huge candle right here, the Easter candle, the Paschal candle, which was blessed last night at the Easter Vigil. And then it was lit with the new fire, sign of new life. It's a symbol of Jesus Christ himself, and it's a symbol of his life that will never end, that will burn brightly forever. At the vigil, when this candle was lit, this is the prayer that was said. May the light of Christ, rising in glory, dispel the darkness of our hearts and minds. What are we celebrating? Yes, we're celebrating the resurrection. But resurrection comes after death. Today's the third day of the great Easter Triduum, the 3 days, the most holy 3 days. On the first day, we joined Jesus at the Last Supper. We followed him in his passion all the way to his saving death on the cross. On the second day, we waited in silence, in faith, at the tomb with the Blessed Virgin Mary. The body of Jesus lay in the darkness of the tomb, sealed and guarded. Today, the third day, he bursts forth in glory from that very tomb, and all the angels proclaim, Alleluia, praise the Lord. That's what we celebrate. Now, in the church's tradition, there's a short expression that summarizes this whole process of these 3 days. It goes like this. Dying, he destroyed our death. Rising, he restored our life. It's true that in dying, Jesus destroyed our death. Last night at the Easter Vigil, during the Easter proclamation, the Exultet, it went this way. This is the night when Christ broke the prison bars of death and rose victorious from the underworld. So yes, dying, he destroyed our death. But to say, rising, he restored our life, is actually a little bit weak. It doesn't go far enough to say he restored our life, because in rising, Jesus did much more than restore our life. He gave us a life beyond life, more life. 2 weeks ago, we celebrated or we reflected on the great miracle that Jesus performed for Lazarus. In the case of Lazarus, we can say that Jesus restored his life. Remember, Lazarus was dead. He was in the tomb for 4 days, and Jesus called him up, called him back to life again. He restored his life. As amazing as that was, as miraculous as that was, what we celebrate on Easter Sunday is much more amazing, much more miraculous, because Jesus did not simply come back to life like Lazarus did. He established a whole new level of life for us. Life on the other side of death, on the other side of the tomb. Life that never dies, eternal life. This is the biggest, this is the best. This is the greatest, eternal life. Now, it might seem like it should be easy to celebrate this feast day, but it's not. It's not that easy to celebrate Easter because it's so wonderful, it's so strange, it's so mysterious. It's very hard to get it. And at the beginning, the disciples themselves didn't really know what happened. Remember Mary Magdalene, she saw the tomb, it was empty, the stone was rolled away. She concluded that someone took the body. She didn't think, oh, he rose to new life. Who could think such a thing? It's just too much to take in. Perhaps you know this song, it's famous, great Negro spiritual, "Were You There?" We sing it a lot in Lent. Were you there? In the early verses, it says, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" Sometimes it causes me to tremble. And we do tremble when we ponder the terrible suffering and death of Jesus Christ. But a later verse in that song says, "Were you there when they rolled the stone away?" And then it repeats, "Sometimes it causes me to tremble. It's not only the mystery of death that shakes us up. The mystery of resurrection. Resurrection from death, that also is so startling to us. It shakes us. And yet, we must welcome this startling and wonderful mystery, because this is the very heart of our faith. If Jesus didn't rise from the dead, then our whole faith falls apart. The resurrection from the dead, Jesus' resurrection, shines light on even the most difficult times and even the most painful experiences of life. After all, even after Jesus rose from the dead, the world is still full of suffering and death. It's obvious to us. And if we don't know how to apply Easter faith to these difficult experiences, well, then we miss the whole point. Last week, Holy Week, was a week of death. Not only the death of Jesus Christ, but death due to war, especially that terrible war in the Middle East, or wars. And also death in our own lives. On Tuesday night, last week, the parish priest of our neighboring parish, Five Wounds of Our Lord, Father Abel Maglines, died. He was only 54 years old. And his passing left sudden, deep loss, deep sorrow to his family, his parish, his community. And then, in one of the villages of that parish, I guess it's that way. In one of the villages of Five Wounds Parish, a man died, and he was scheduled to be buried. In fact, he must be buried by now, because his schedule was 9 o'clock this morning. Easter Sunday morning was the schedule of his burial. They wanted a priest to bless the body, but the parish couldn't provide a priest in time for the blessing. So the family called me and asked me to go there and bless the body. So on the morning of Holy Saturday, when the whole church was waiting at the tomb of Jesus, waiting in silence, waiting and watching for the resurrection, I went to that village to bless the body. And when I got there, I discovered there were two dead men there. One man had died abroad. He's only 41 years old. Sudden heart attack, died. They shipped the body back home. The other man died in his own home. He was only 28 years old. He had fallen into a deep depression, and tragically, he had taken his own life. So I found myself yesterday morning at two wakes. I met the grieving wives, I met the little children that they left behind, I met their parents and relatives grieving. What can we say in moments like that? What can we say to families who are experiencing such painful losses? Yes, we acknowledge this is a very painful loss, one of the worst things you can experience. Think especially of the children. Tragedy, deep sorrow. Well, something like the Blessed Virgin Mary on Holy Saturday. She lost everything. She's a widow, her only son's dead, buried. But because of today, Easter Day, we have more to say than simply, I'm sorry. Because we can also express faith and hope that there's more. There's not only death and then the tomb. Death does not have the last word. Life has the last word. Life after death has the last word. So I pointed to the bodies of those two dead men and I said, Jesus was dead. Just like this, Jesus was buried. Just like these, our beloved brothers will be buried. Jesus took on this very condition. On Holy Saturday, it looked like that was the end of the story, the end of Jesus' story. Just like it looks like the end of the story of anyone who dies. But on the third day, Easter Day, he rose from the dead. That's the whole celebration. And he did it not for himself, but for us. He did it for victims of war. He did it for Father Abel. He did it for those two men I blessed yesterday. He did it for us, for all sinners, for all our loved ones. He rose from the dead for us. Okay. The question could be asked, well, how do we get the benefit of Jesus' victory over death? How does his victory become our victory? And the short answer is by faith and by baptism. Baptism, actually, all the sacraments. The sacraments unite us with Jesus' death and resurrection. So on Easter Sunday, as I said at the beginning, on Easter Sunday, instead of reciting the creed, which we do every Sunday, on Easter Sunday, we don't recite the creed. We instead renew our baptismal vows. We reject sin and Satan, and we profess our faith in the Lord, the risen Lord. We welcome once again his gift of life. We welcome once again being set free from the darkness of sin and death. We welcome eternal life. Alleluia.